And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. Boy, do we have a great guest for you. From the Red Rooster 3, Captain Andy Cates is here showing off pictures and having a good time here. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, 1090 AM, YouTube and Facebook Live, and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally, all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters, and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Hey, San Diego, we want you to start every day with the charge you need. So your San Diego County Ford dealers are giving you this home charger and covering the cost of standard installation. 24/7 live support, the Ford Power Promise. With a brand new 2024 Mustang Mach-E or a 2024 F-150 Lightning, you can have electric vehicle confidence from day one. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers, they'll be glad to hook you up.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato, Doe, Pride, Polaris, Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, what a great time today, and how fun to have Captain Andy in the studio. Today's going to be a fun one.
Looking at some pretty amazing pictures of whales down in Mag Bay.
Well, you're not holding your phone, though. How are you looking at pictures?
Well, no,
Pictures of whales in Mag Bay without your phone in your hand.
No, because Andy brought pictures to share. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning.
Yeah,
real-life pictures.
No, some of these pictures, if you're looking at it on YouTube and Facebook Live, I mean, some of these pictures with the families, with the rooster
really
in the
cool,
background.
Man. Yeah, it's pretty special.
That's a pretty cool deal. So it's just a kind of a little alternative to some pretty epic fishing that you've been experiencing lately.
Oh, man, this has been a spectacular year. You know, and talking to a lot of the guys, we're just kind of mesmerized by what's happened here, especially down along the ridge and the kind of the lower parts there. And then now we're starting to see a little sprinkling of this bigger fish come in around the lower banks and stuff. So, you know, it's all worked out to be a spectacular year. I think that probably the biggest, the most explosive part of this fall, and actually summer, I mean, we started catching this fish on the fathom curve there probably in July, late July, but is the grade. You know, we haven't seen this grade of tuna down here, and it's very similar to this grade of fish that we used to catch out of Guadalupe Island, only you don't have the logistics, you know. I mean, obviously the clearing and all this, but the sharks and the birds and the this and the that and the no wind and the current. So this makes this 60, I mean, at times it was just straight 60 to 80 pounders.
That's,
I mean,
crazy.
Just unbelievable. And drift fishing, you know, you're making it so it's easy to get a bait out. Guys are using, you know, 50, 60, 80, and then they'd switch over to 100 because there's just the caliber was so extreme, you know, where you'd stop the boat and you'd have everybody has one on.
Wow.
You know, and
in the corner everywhere.
But for hours.
Wow.
Yeah, so if you blow it, you're like, oh, God, I guess that's done. No, not even close, you know. You just keep drifting. And then we started to experience it on the shallows, you know, where we'd go down and anchor up. And there'd be, you know, every trip was different. Some trips there'd be a mix of, you know, our bread and butter fish for decades down there was that 25 to 40-pound fish, you know, where a 40-pounder was big.
Sure.
This year, we're dodging the 40-pounders.
Wow.
Like, oh, well, it's just, or just taking a little bit, you know, just to kind of, you know, get a little action for the day and then move on. You know, it's like, oh, they're small, they're 30, 40 pounders. So, I mean, this year, every trip that we've ran, and I'm sure throughout all the other boats that have run down there, they're probably experiencing the same feedback that it's just been, you know, spectacular. And this tuna has definitely ran the show. But then again, there's also been, you know, a smattering of wahoo, depending on your timing and weather. You know, you got a chance to catch, you know, for the boat, catch 25 to up to 70, 80, 90 when,
wow,
when it was in its prime, you know. And then, of course, you know, as the season tapers and the pressure and stuff brings it down, but even so, you know, it gives you an opportunity. And you know, I tell people, I go, you know, don't base your entire trip around catching a wahoo, you know, because we go out to Alejos, and if there's only 30 that are caught on the boat, there's a good chance that everybody didn't catch one because they're hard to catch.
Right.
You know, and there's always a hot dog.
And you might hook one. And
yeah, or hook 10 and
yeah,
get none. You know, I mean, you hear those historical stories where you're like, oh, you got to be kidding me. It's real.
Yeah, it happens.
I mean, it's a real thing. So, you know, you go down there, and the idea is that you're spending a whole day wind and grind and stop and go and strike and this and that, and it's a day of just high impact, absolute
right,
high impact. And then at the end of the day, if you didn't catch one, you were there, though. You experienced,
yeah,
you got the high of it. Even if you had one on, wound it in halfway and it fell off, you got that, oh, I was on,
yeah,
you know. And that's
that first run, it's crazy.
Yeah. And that's really what we're there for, you know. You're there to experience that high and get that adrenaline on this type of fishing, with all of the fishing, but the treasure, you know, that stigma of a wahoo, you know, everyone,
totally,
on an 8 or a 10 or whatever it might be, even a 6 day, you know, we just spent all our entire 6 day season down there, but that stigma of the wahoo. But don't let it have an impact, because some of this other, all of this other fishing down there has just been spectacular. Even the yellowtail with the warmer water, I mean, yeah, it's tapered down where if you have 100, 125 one day, but the grade,
crazy,
you know, I mean, a lot of it's that 18 to 30 pound fish, where if a guy gets three or four of them, I'm good.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, what, I don't need any more. If I get one, great. You know, and this year has been a year where we've released probably more fish than I can ever recount because of people limiting what they're keeping, you know,
sure,
and that grade. Guy gets, you know, a half a dozen 60 to 80 pounders. It's,
yeah,
like,
how much do you need?
Well, yeah, especially, yeah, I was out in June. I was out in May, you know, and I caught a couple of nice bluefin. So, you know, and it's been a very responsible year. It really has, as far as what people are taking. And, you know, we have never even questioned reaching a status of limits. And very few people even look at a question of limits, because,
yeah,
we don't even reach that,
right,
or come close to that because of the grade and because of the caliber.
And what percentage of fish you think you're releasing? 50%, because the fish is,
I would
so
say
good?
40%.
Wow.
I would say
40%. That's a lot of fish.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah.
And you know, you think, oh, well, they're just releasing the little ones. Not true.
No.
Not true, because some of the times, some of the trips, we were engulfed in straight, you know, 50, 60, 70, 80-pound fish.
Beautiful.
And I'll tell you what, man, you release that third 80-pounder, and it's like, oh, I think I'm just going to go take a little,
yeah,
break, you know?
Yeah.
And that's nice.
Go hang out.
The tempo of the entire boat is calm.
Yeah.
Because not everybody's not, oh, I got to get mine. You don't. You got plenty of time and plenty of opportunity. So it has been.
That's cool.
Just the overall tempo of the trips and the relax between the operators because of the opportunities that you have in various places and opportunities during different parts of the trip, you know, to go in and have this action almost, I shouldn't say readily available because nothing ever is, but almost getting to that point where you can go in and expect, you know, hey, we're going to get a hit on this, we're going to get a hit on that. And don't get me wrong, every movie make is stressful. That's just the way it is. I leave on a trip after 35 years of doing this, we're certain to get skunked.
This is it. We're done.
We're not going to catch anything. And then, of course, you come in and everyone's, you know, loaded up and great and la-da-da. But it doesn't ever wear off, man. You leave on a sport fishing trip. And no matter how many years you've been doing it, we're doomed.
Nobody's catching anything.
It's over. Yeah, it's windy. It's going to be a nightmare. Yeah. But it's just that's the way it is.
I remember reading one of your reports this summer, and you were talking about how crazy that yellowfin was, and you guys had gotten all fixed up, whatever, in the first day or two, and you were in the best way complaining that you were trying to catch yellowtail, and on yo-yo jigs on the bottom, your yo-yo jig would hit the bottom and you take two turns, you'd hook a 50-pound yellowfin tuna.
Oh, darn. Yeah.
Trying to catch a yellowtail and couldn't dodge a 50-pound tuna. Like,
oh, these tuna are all over us, you know.
That is so cool.
It really was. It has been a spectacular. I mean,
it's still going on.
Well, talking to some of the guys, you know, that have been doing this a long, long time, it's like I said, it's been decades, you know. In my career, I have never seen this.
Crazy.
You know,
and it's stuck around. And so the big question is, a lot of times the problem is it's the commercial fleet comes in and mops it all up. They haven't done that.
Well, there's a slight sign of guys showing up now, but I think that they've done so well down below, you know, that they haven't come up.
They've met their quotas. And,
yeah. I mean, that's the hope anyway. Yeah. But, yeah, we haven't had a lot of traffic and because of the spread of fish and yeah, you're right. The commercial thing is always a, is that going to finish us off? And they have come in the past and, you know, got on a 23 and smoked it, you know, where it doesn't take long.
Yeah.
They are good.
They're real good at what they do.
They're really good at what they do. Yeah. You know, they got the aerial assault. They got the on water assault. And
it's such a wide spread of fish. You got to think that the ocean is healthy. It's the biomass is healthy.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It truly is. You know, I mean, we're seeing beach spots that we haven't caught fish, you know, meaning yellowtail. We've seen beach spots reemerge, you know, up and down the coast.
So cool.
This year, the coast has been very difficult. We've had a lot of green cold water. Not even green, brown.
Wow.
A lot of brown cold water from Bonitas and Cedrus down. You know, so the yellowtail thing, a lot of it, and in the past month, we're starting to see pockets where we're able to catch a little bit of yellowtail on the beach, which has been nice, and it's decent grade, you know, 15 to 22-pound fish, which is a great yellowtail.
Yeah.
I mean, 100%. It's a great yellowtail. You know, everyone always goes, oh, what about the bank at Alejos? The Alejos bank thing, I mean, that's usually a spring thing, you know, where you get in there when it's the water's still cool and you get that. So most of our yellowtail fishing in the fall relies on the beach, San Pablo, Morro Hermosa, down to Hippolito and that. And we're just starting.
These are all spots off of Magdalena Bay.
No, these are all spots that are just north of the ridge. So let's call it the beach south of Natividad.
Okay.
Natividad would
be the south island south of Cedros.
Correct.
This guy trying to play it all out for people
correct.
Who don't know.
Yeah, they're like, what's he talking about?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, it's a backyard for me, but for a lot of people are like, what?
Where's the Hippolito?
What's a Hippolito? There are hippos there?
The middle of the peninsula.
Yeah, it is. It's the middle of the peninsula, basically.
On the Pacific side.
It's above San Ignacio, and it's below Turtle Bay.
Gotcha.
So that would put the perimeters.
Yeah.
Below Turtle, above San Ignacio. So, you know, and that...
Like, basically, 300-400 miles from here?
Yes.
At least.
Yes. 400, yes.
400, okay.
It's 3 to Cedrus. So then you add on down another 100 miles, depending on what beach spot you're at. So,
sure.
Yeah, the south end of Cedrus is 300. So, but anyway, that's what's going on. And, you know, my boat just left Alejos. They're going to be in on the ridge today, and they're looking – you know, for some mixed grade action, hopefully some yellowtail, you know, of course, but be more opportunities for some tuna. And they stopped on the way down at Hippolito, and it was, you know, that 30, 40 pound bread and butter. You know, they slung awesome. On some just to make a nice morning, you know, and then went in and tried for a little bit of yellowtail, you know, and mix it up.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need to bear down on them first day. Mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, because you have 10 days or 8 days.
Yeah.
That's
you know?
So great about a trip like that. You get the time to do everything.
Yeah. You pop in, you pop out, and then go do something else, and then you can come in and pop out again, you know.
That's one of the wonders of long-range fishing. It's a vacation, man. You get on that boat, and, you know, you take your watch off. You know, you tell people when they're going to eat, when they're going to sleep, when they're going to fish. I mean, it's just the ultimate vacation, and you have plenty of time to do it, right?
It is a nice vacation. And, you know, it all starts here. It starts at the landings.
Yeah.
You know, where you come in, everything is refined, you check in, you wait in line briefly, next thing you know, you're being boarded methodically, get on the boat, go get bait. The whole process of this thing is I mean, it's elite. We know it is. Worldwide, it's elite. This is the only place in the entire world where you can do something this effective. And the platforms that are available in this elite, you know, West Coast type fishing thing are second to none, you know.
And nothing like it in the world.
There's nothing like it in the world. And like I said, it starts at the landings, and it works its way all the way when you get back to the landings,
right.
You know. And now with the processing that we do, I mean, this professional processing is unbelievable. I mean, you're taking your catch to a butcher. And you pay for it. I mean, anything good you pay for.
Right.
I'm sorry. If it's free, look out.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be paying double by the time you mop up the mess. So, you know, it's one of those things where you're investing in your catch and you end up with a harvest, you know, that you
have. That's good for a couple of years in your freezer.
Well, hopefully a year.
Choose.
Hopefully a year. Because then when you come back, you have nothing.
Yeah.
You know, and it's funny.
Yeah, and then you got to go get some more.
It's funny that we talk about that, too, because the tackle thing, people are pouring through tackle this year, and all the tackle companies are like, "Oh, great, great, great!"
Yeah,
and
Ricky's really upset.
What a shame that is.
Oh, just ripping through it, you know.
Yeah.
So I tell the people, and we have sponsors that come out. Dale Hightower, you mentioned him with
Cigar
and Hayabusa and Nomad. And so you know, we have these different sponsors, and the people come out, and I say, "Hey, the idea of these trips is you come out with all this stuff. I got my fluorocarbon. I got all this stuff. The idea is you come in with nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Use it up,
and that's successful.
Yeah.
If you come in with a bunch of stuff, that means you didn't catch much, and you kind of just drove around in hopes.
Yeah.
So when you come in with an empty sack of tackle, you're in good shape. And then even better, if you happen to lose a rod and reel over the side. Because then you get to go shopping. You can get the new Graphite or the new Super Seeker or the new Phoenix, and then you can get the new Acura to go with it to take care of what you lost.
So, I would just like to declare I vote Andy for president of sport fishing.
Well, the funny thing is a lot of these guys come out for, you know, 8 days.
Yeah.
You know, so the other 350 days, what do? You shop for the next trip.
So
I mean, it makes sense. Right?
How often does somebody lose a rod and reel over the side?
Not often enough.
Not often enough.
not often enough. And what it does is...
I've seen it. I mean, I've lost a rod and reel over the side.
And
it happens,
and
right?
The guy comes to tears, and I'm like, well, are those tears of joy because you're thinking about the new Dauntless that you're going to get? Or what's the deal here? Oh, I've had that rod for 45 years. I'm like, c'est la vie, bud.
Yeah. It's time for it to go. Yeah.
Let's look at this pamphlet and see what we might be getting. Because it's going to be a lot more exciting on this end, you know, than doing that.
Well, tell us about the Red Rooster 3.
The Red Rooster 3 is a 105-foot long-range sport fishing boat built by Bill Poole, one of the Bill Poole family boats. And we've been in operation since 1982. So
how long have you run the boat?
I have been on the boat since 1990. 92. And
I started. You're not that old. Come on. How old were you when you started?
12.
Four.
Four and a half. You know?
It was tough.
Yeah. It was tough. And then started operating the boat in 97. The first year. So it's been a great career. And, you know, there's a lot of professions and a lot of jobs that people do out there. But this here to learn, even on our worst day out on the ocean, you're taking people on vacation.
Yeah.
Totally. And
how cool is that?
Everybody, you know, there's mechanics, there's crew managing, there's landing managing, there's all these things that go into having these boats be comfortable and successful. Regulations,
right?
Another thing that was a heavy hit on us this year was regulations. But it all comes down to the same thing. You're taking people out on the vacation. My wife is she's retired now.
Ah.
Bless her heart. But she was a divorce attorney.
Uh-huh.
And I just would shake my head and go, oh, thank God I do what I do. Because
that's a tough deal.
That is a tough deal.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm very happy to have been able to make a career out of this. And I know a lot of my colleagues are very happy too. And it's just a real... pleasure to be able to take people out on vacation and give them an opportunity to get away from it, harvest, get some fish, get away from this,
totally.
From everything.
And be on a beautiful platform.
And be on a safe, beautiful platform,
yeah.
With the cuisines,
exactly.
On these boats now.
Oh,
If people haven't been keeping
your
track of these cuisines.
Your chefs are unreal.
The cuisines are amazing.
Yeah.
There is,
give us a typical dinner. What are your favorite meals that they serve on the boat?
Let's see.
There's
Mikey, I got a couple of different chefs now. Mikey's been with us for 10 years. Mikey's one of those cases where it comes out exactly epic every single time.
Exactly epic.
Serving 25, 30 people at a time. Right?
25, 30 people. He does these breakfasts, and breakfasts are a real novelty. Excellent dinners and this and that, but the breakfasts are the thing because you walk up, and who goes to breakfast?
Right.
Not very many people.
Yeah.
So when you come out on the boat, you know, you expect, oh, it's ham and eggs, you know, great, okay. That's great and fun. But he makes these Dutch babies, and I don't know if you know what those are.
I don't even know what that is.
You take a pancake batter and you put it in a skillet, and it makes like this big bowl out of pancake batter, and then you put in fresh fruit. And then whipped cream on top of it. It's kind of like a breakfast funnel cake. I hate to say that, but
yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like that. But it's all fresh fruit in there, and I always look forward to that because, I mean, it's a lot. You got 20 skillets in the oven crammed in there somehow.
A lot of work.
But he manages that. And I mean, the breakfasts are such a welcome morning.
Yeah.
You know, you get up.
And
people don't understand. You get out of these beautiful staterooms. You walk up. Oh, the coffee's ready.
Totally.
Oh, wow, that's great. I'm going to go outside and have coffee. Then you come in, and they're like, oh, hey, the breakfast is ready. And you sit down, and it's like, wow, this is really nice. Oh, I think I'll have a grapefruit first, you know, or whatever is available on the table. And then not to mention the different snacks throughout the day, but...
sushi platters.
And this kid that we have.
Incredible lunches.
This kid Chris that we have now. Mikey always put out really good sushi platters, but Chris... as a sushi chef, so you can see what he transports to the boat.
It's unreal.
And it's like, wow, that is exceptional, you know, what you've done. He did this thing the other day. I was a little reluctant on it. He's like, oh, I'm going to do this pokey thing. And it was, he made this brilliant pokey, but it was for lunch. And I thought, well, that might be a little bit lean, but he made the chips, made the pokey, made the little this's and that's around the side of it. And it was just epic, man.
Wow. So you
cool.
eat well, you sleep well, you fish well, you just enjoy a relaxing time on the Red Rooster 3.
You sleep well when sleeping well is available.
Yeah.
Let's not put the cart before the horse.
Yeah, yeah. Because sometimes you got to make bait, you got to catch fish, you know.
And it can be windy. The older I get...
The more you like wind?
The more I dislike wind, and the more I love a lee.
I was going to say, the more you like to anchor down behind an island somewhere.
How I love a lee.
For sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. Captain Andy Cates, Red Rooster 3.
No doubt, man.
And we haven't even delved into the whale watching trips that we're going
to
talk about.
Oh, yeah, so, I got those to talk about. I brought some pictures.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, they're actually pictures.
Yeah.
So
well, we'll show those too.
Yeah, no doubt. We're going to have a great show. So much fun to have Captain E talking, obviously, with one of the very best in our fleet on one of the very best boats in the fleet. It's going to be a great time, having lots of fun. And we want you to join us, man. You are Let's Talk Hookup, and we want you to be a part of the show this morning. If you got a question for Andy, you want to call in, talk about this great boat, Red Rooster 3, or great trips you've had with Captain Andy, or you got questions, we want to hear from you. Give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090, or you can send us a text. The only way to text the show is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Free download, easy to find. Just make sure you include your contact info along with your text. Just a name and a phone number is all we need, because you might be the big winner at the end of today's show. And man, what a cool prize do we have today. One lucky caller or texter, and again, we decided with the coin flip at the end of the show, is going to win a $300 gift certificate to CostaSunglasses.com. You're going to get to get on the website, pick out whatever you want, any pair of shades. You got $300 coming your way, and if you've got leftover jingle after picking out your shades, you can spend it on coolers or sun clothing that they have,
backpacks,
all their accessories, rad stuff from Costa. $300 coming your way at the end of the show.
Yeah, for sure. Captain Frank Lopresti is on the line. Good morning, Captain.
Hey, Frank.
Well, I got to start by saying my favorite dinner is short ribs. But
short ribs.
I love short
I like
ribs.
Cowboy night, too. I love the cowboy night.
Yeah,
I got to say, you guys, you hit it right on the head when you talk about Andy. He has become amazing. He gets better and better and better. He is right at the top. He's outstanding. I just tuned in. Have you got the full report on yesterday's fishing already?
No, we have not. I talked to Mike Lum from the Royal Polaris last night. He called me. He was so excited. But fill us in.
Well, Jonathan had quite a day. He had 190 yellowfin tuna, most of them in the 50 to 80 pound category, along with 16 bluefin tuna that were up to 160 pounds.
Really?
And then Aliar had a huge day yesterday. He didn't get there till 9:30 in the morning, and you can read the report at Seaforth Sport Fishing. He had an amazing day of fishing on yellowfin and some bluefin also. And he's already on his way up. So just amazing fishing. It's tough on a three-day trip, but doable, plenty doable on a three-day trip.
Really? Is that what Aliar was on the Player Supreme?
Yes.
A three-day?
Yes. A three-day.
Wow.
And Jonathan's continuing on the long trips, you know, the 8 and 10 day trips. God, Andy will say, I got to say, it has to be the easiest fishing that we have had as a skipper for I don't know how many years. It's almost, sometimes you think you could run the boat from home, just put it on on pilot. But anyhow,
Mike Lum last night, hopefully he called you and filled you in, but he was telling me, he's like, Pete, we stopped the boat and never started the boat for like 35 hours.
Ooh, I love
until
that.
Until we were finished.
We all love
drove
that.
Drove away from it, right?
They just drifted and drifted. Aliar drifted from 9:30 in the morning until dark.
Wow.
So, you know, it's just amazing fishing. I just wanted to point out, we have Aliar has two 2-day trips back to back in December. And we're going to change that trip to a 4-day. So just a heads up on that. And also he has a 3-day trip with some openings later this month. So those people that want to get on some just amazing fishing, you know, we never know. Unfortunately, fish have tails. But last year, that fish was just a little above this area, and there were strikes above that area. But it looks right now, it bodes well for fishing all through November and December. And I think Andy would probably agree with that.
I would certainly have to say yes.
The way it's been, right?
Yeah, and it, I mean, the caliber is amazing. It really is. anybody that's got an opportunity to come out on a late season trip like this, you know, a 4-day or a 5-day, you know, we got a 5-day coming up. I think both of our boats have a 5-day coming up after Christmas, and I'm expecting to see this same caliber and this same fishing all around those areas. You know, I mean, it's really setting up to be a spectacular late season, as you'd call it.
Yeah,
and that's a great idea, turning those twos into a 4. You know, it's just going to let you spread your wings a little bit more and get down into where these people get an opportunity to see this. You know,
what an opportunity! Yeah, and so you don't have to go on an 8 or a 10. You can go on a 3 or 4 and get down there and experience it.
Yeah, you can get down there, and with a 4, you know, it's going to give you the leisure of, you know, not just the one day, you know, where you can get down there and spend a day and then spend a half another day or the next day and then go from there, whatever you'd like to do. But I mean, the more time in a situation like that when you've got you know, a 200 plus mile run, the better.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So
for sure.
No, that's a great idea.
Thank you guys very much.
Yeah, thanks, Frank. Well, if somebody wants to grab one of those spots on Player Supreme or the RP that had a spot available?
No, RP is all full right now. Like I said, the Supreme has openings on a 3-day later this month, and then we're going to change those two-dayers to a 4-dayer.
Yeah.
So there you go. Thanks, Andy, and thank you guys for such a great show.
Great to hear from you, Frank.
All right, Frank, have a great Sunday.
This morning. You know, appreciate the call. You know, Mike was also commenting how Frank was helping load the boat and the staterooms. He's a superman.
You have no idea.
He's turning 81 at the end of this month, right?
Frank's at the store. Like, if he's in town, he's in every day, checks on the boys in the office, checks on us in the shop,
yeah,
checks on the boys in the red shirts, if that boat's coming or going. He's throwing tackle boxes up and over the rail,
yeah,
and help people. I mean, like,
he's my hero. Oh, man.
There's nobody in our fleet that works harder than that,
yeah,
guy does.
Pretty amazing.
I'll say that for sure. Hey, again, if you want to join us, man, we're going to have a great show and a lot of fun this morning. One more time, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us on the phones, or keep those texts coming on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, having lots of fun here this morning with Captain Andy of the Red Rooster 3. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Whether you're fly fishing, bottom fishing, net fishing, or just sitting on the water thinking about fishing, remember, a good day in the water starts with everyone wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com. And we'll see you on the water.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations, with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslanderSportFishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a great time here this morning talking Red Rooster 3, Captain Andy Cates. What a fun show this has been already. And, man,
if you're looking at the outdoor cam right now that we have on YouTube and Facebook Live, you can see it's a little quiet at the landings right now. It's a kind of quiet time because a lot of long-range boats are gone and local fleet's kind of tied up.
Well, this is the time when you have that. Like, some days are crazy. You know, a couple of days ago we had multiple departures and returns that just happened to all be at the same time, and it was wild around here as the landing could be. Yeah. But this time of year, when you're seeing longer and longer trips, you know, the summertime, it's all the day and a half guys, and a lot of the long range boats are running, you know,
a lot of three day trips.
And when the boats are running 3 day trips, we get to see, you know, we get to see the Royal Players 3 times a week. Well, now we see them once every 10 days. You know,
same with the Red Rooster down the other end. You know, because you can see it here from the World Headquarters in our outdoor cam there when they're pulling in. You do, like in the summer, you do like 3 and 4 day trips, right?
We do 3 day trips up until, I think, well, I have a schedule out here. Well, let's just look at this.
Yeah, what's that say?
Up until July 13th. And then it's mostly sixes, sevens.
Okay,
sixes.
So summertime, like July, August, September.
Well, you got to remember, I mean, summertime now is not
It's all
June, July. I mean, you're talking about May.
Yeah.
You know, all of June.
Right.
All of July. Some boats, April.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we do maintenance during April, so that's not going to work out. But guys are running on these extended springs, you know, so this season is really gotten big
and
expansive.
And you used to talk about May as, like, you know, the preseason. Now May is multiple months into us already catching bluefin, and it's here and established and biting, and, like, you could set your watch to May now. Like you say, March is that, like, oh, I wonder if we'll have fish in March again this year. You know, it's been crazy.
Could happen.
How much fish has been available to us these last few seasons.
I think the weather is the only thing, you know, in March, April. The thing that keeps guys in. And then when you go back out, you got to get track of it again, you know. So it makes it a little more complicated. But, no, I mean, just the fact that there is a fishery, and, you know, you got to hand it to a lot of these young men that are running these boats. I mean, they went out and they do this nighttime thing, you know, and they got that kind of wired. And now it's a whole different program, you know. Oh. So it just expanded the fishery even more of what it originally was. You know, it's just more of guys expanding and doing more for the fleet. It's really amazing what's happened here the last few years with this fishery, and the advantage that everyone took of the fishery is pretty amazing.
Speaking of the schedule, you have your whale trip set for February, right?
I do. Okay. So let's
show that picture with the kids and everything. Some of these pictures you brought with these. You did these last year, right?
Where we've done these.
The boat's based in Mag Bay.
Yes.
This is such a cool deal.
Yeah.
And we've done these for the last, I think this will
Let
be
Let me
the,
see that spread of fit, the food there.
This is at the little, at Magdalena Island.
Oh, my God.
That's the restaurant at Magdalena Island.
Wow.
So what we do is.
Check that out.
We've got a couple of, here's one of the pictures. We rent the Pongas. They come and pick you up from the Red Rooster.
Showing these on the Facebook and YouTube there.
And let me pick out another sweet shot here.
Yeah.
What's so unique about it, too, is it's like the cool time of year, and it's the blend of everything that you know as a fisherman that you love from the Rooster with something so different.
It really is. And you know, the timing-wise is February is when the gray whales get into these bays, at least in Magdalena Bay. They move up to San Ignacio for the following month. But we took advantage of this because we had a gap in our schedule at that time.
Let me see that picture with the kids and the Red Rooster again. Right, the one right underneath there. Yeah, that one.
Oh, that one's really cool.
Yeah, that one's really cool. This is like kind of an example. If you're looking, again, Theater of the Mind, if you're listening to us on 1090 Sports Grid and the Let's Talk Hookup app. But if you're watching us on YouTube and Facebook Live, you can kind of see these pictures. But this one just, to me, epitomizes what these trips are all about. The kids and the parents with the red rooster in the background. I mean, check that out. That's so
cool. It's really, really cool. Yeah, it really is. And we have that particular year, that's a friend of mine's, and his children came out with him and his wife, and they just had a spectacular time. But we have another family that's come out now. They're coming out. Grandpa brings them out. They're going to be out for the third time, third season here.
So explain these trips.
Okay, so this is how it works. We've made a couple of modifications. As we've done these, we've gotten better at it. So what happens is you fly into La Paz. Some people come from Tijuana, you know, San Diego to Tijuana, CBX, or you just figure out what city you're in or what city you're in and going to fly out of to La Paz. Then we shuttle you. We shuttle you to a town called San Carlos. We pick you up in these two vans, and then they bring you up to San Carlos. It's about a two-hour ride.
That's it?
It's pretty close. And then,
I had no idea.
So the shuttle driver...
And you can fly from Los Angeles, Tijuana.
Tijuana is how I fly because it's so easy here.
Right here, yeah.
But that's up to the
CBX.
That's up.
But they do have flights out of to La Paz out of LA, I believe.
I would think so.
Yes,
yeah. I haven't researched it that much because I'm doing other stuff. But I people come from all over Arizona, and flying's flying.
Yeah, right. From Phoenix.
It's just the way it is. Is it always great? Mostly not.
Yeah,
mostly not. But so anyway, what happens is you get down to a place called San Carlos, and there's a dock there, and the boat is tied up to the dock, and you get in there about 3 or 4 o'clock. And that's when you board, and we get you on the boat, and it's a very comfortable landing, getting on the boat. Very easy to get on and off. And then Mike, or whoever the chef is, I think it's going to be Robert this year, and he has dinner ready, so you get dinner, and then we go ahead and we untie, and we head over to Magdalena Island. Now, on top of this is I've got the young lady... Ellie that comes out with us, and she takes care of all the rooms. She'll make the rooms every morning, and then she sets up her massage table.
Come on.
Wow.
And so it turned out that we've tried multiple spots for this massage tent, because we got to have a tent because there's got to be privacy.
Right.
So we ended up putting it on the stern, and she does these massages. It's $30 for an hour massage.
$30?
I know. And everybody just raves. The whole list fills up, and then she'll go in and make cocktails.
Wow.
So we convert the boat into more of a cruise ship than a fishing ship.
Yeah.
All the fishing stuff comes off the boat, and then the tables come out for outside with the candles and the little fire pits and this and that, and it just converts it into more of a cruise type ship. So Ellie is there, and she takes care of all of the needs.
That is so rare.
And she is great. People absolutely love her. And then there's the rest of the crew. There's me and my son Andrew and Kevin and the two chefs. And what we do is we do a lot of the escorting. You know, the first day we'll be in Porto Chale, which is the lower south end of Magdalena Bay, and I hire these pongas to come out, and they'll pick you up, and then they take you in to do the whaling. And the whaling is spectacular, where they come up to the boat.
The gray whales.
Yeah, the gray whales. And you pet the whales. The whales come up and show themselves, roll on the ponga. I mean, if you had any speculation about it, it is absolutely spectacular. From there, we go up to a place called Magdalena Island. And Magdalena Island, we get there in the evening, and every single night we're anchored. We don't travel.
And these are four-day trips.
They're four-day trips.
4 days.
Yeah.
So you fly down on day one, and you fly home on day four?
So that's you fly in, you get one night, one day. You get one night, 3 days. Full days of activities. Then you leave the fourth.
So it's a full-on four-day trip. So
right.
You're it's 3 days of activity and fly in one day, fly out.
Correct. It's half the first day, three full days, half the last.
How easy is that?
It's really nice.
Yeah.
It's really nice. And it's taken a little while to get this thing mapped out, but I think that we're on a really good program here now. A couple of new things that I think we're going to...
And so for people that maybe don't like being on a boat because it rolls and
it doesn't move.
It doesn't move.
It doesn't move.
Because you're in a bay.
We're in a bay. We don't go to the bay. We're in the bay.
Wow.
You come to the bay and get on the boat, and the boat doesn't move for 4 days.
Wow.
I mean, it moves forward.
Right.
But it doesn't roll.
Right. Right.
Okay, you'll never have a better night's sleep than
this. Oh, it is amazing. And like I said, we don't travel at night because there's so much wildlife that we don't want to impede the wildlife.
Wow.
So we make sure that we're anchored up in the evening, and the most spectacular sunrises and sunsets.
I mean, it's
unbelievable. To have coffee in the morning or have a cocktail in the evening and have these sunsets, I mean, it's just spectacular. So
it's 4 nights on the boat. Or three, it's 4 nights on the boat.
It would be 4 nights.
Yeah, that's cool.
Right?
But massages in between and great, I mean, of course, the chefs are cooking up a storm, right?
Oh, yeah, no, it's our standard routine. You know, we do breakfast, lunch, dinner, appetizer. But the thing is like on day two, when we do the Magdalena visit, Magdalena Island, there's a little restaurant there, and they have the fresh lobster, fresh shrimp, the chocolate clam.
Is that photo that you showed us? That lobster all spread out?
Yeah, here's
big plate of big shrimps. It looks so rad.
And everybody.
And all this is included. All this is part of the.
This is not included.
Okay.
This is extra, and it's all of about $30.
Yeah.
Per person.
more shellfish than you could ever possibly ask to eat.
Yeah, totally.
And so we do a nice hike, and I found this new hike that goes over to the Pacific. And it goes up and over these big mountains, and you're like, wow, it seems like a long ways, but it's really only an hour and a half.
That's cool.
It is a little strenuous, but that's what you want. You want to earn this lunch,
right? For sure.
So we get back, and then we have lunch, and there's beers and cocktails there at this little straw hut restaurant. And then we get back on the boat. And at that point, Magdalena Island's done. You've got to circumnavigate that and check that out. There's a beautiful, cute little dirt town village there, and the people are nice. You know, I mean, it's just old Mexico. It really is. The culture is incredible. It really is. So you get off of there, and then we go up through the mangroves. And going through the mangroves is pretty spectacular. You take the big 105-foot boat, and we'll go through areas where we're in, you know, literally 6 feet of water.
Wow. You have to watch the tides.
And you can see land on the starboard side, and you can see land on the port side within 5 feet of the hull.
Whoa.
Come on.
Yeah, so it's like, whoa, that's kind of, but it's all mapped out because we do these trips at the same time that National Geographic does trips down there. So everything's mapped out, so it's safe. The navigation is
safe. You're not going to run aground.
Well, never say never. Never say never, but.
Yeah, we don't plan on it.
Yeah, but it's not the objective.
That's
not the objective. So this is about a 20-mile run up through these mangroves.
I bet that's spectacular.
And it's where no man has been.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, totally. By boat only. So you're going through these areas and the wildlife and the dunes. You go through these dune falls. And I mean, it's just spectacular. I mean, what mangroves are stretched out as far as you can see, and there's just a lot of mystery. You know, ooh, I wonder what's up in that one,
exactly.
You know, or ooh, I wonder what's this guy in this panga doing? You know, there's just a lot of mystery. And then we get up there and we go to Lopez Mateo. And Lopez Mateo is a little bit bigger town, more like San Carlos, but I'll do a trip where we take people into there. But in the morning, we can either do whaling, and then we also started doing, which I found was pretty appealing, was the oyster farms. They have these oyster farms up there, and they're incredible.
Really?
They'll go out, and they'll grab, and they're not the big giant oysters. They're those little gems, little medallions.
Yeah.
And we'll go up into this mangrove on a panga, two or three pangas, take us up there, and then they'll walk out, and they'll beach the big bag of the fresh oysters, bring them in, shuck them. And I'm not kidding. We had one guy, he ate 70.
70 oysters.
70 oysters.
But they're small.
Right. But they spread out a big table and have all the salsas and everything there, and I bring a bunch of beer, of course, and then everyone has beers and oysters. But there's another thing that I want to do this year, and on the other side of the sand spit, which is the Pacific Ocean, therefore, I'd like to beachcomb that. Because if you see some of these pictures, these sand dollars, they're frisbee size.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, they're massive.
Really?
They're massive.
Holy mackerel.
And with that, there's all kinds of other stuff on these beachcombing.
Amazing beachcombing.
Yeah, that nobody's been to,
yeah.
I'll bet.
So you're doing two of these trips, right?
We do two of these trips.
And there's a few spots available on each one?
No, the first trip is sold out, and that particular trip
The one with availability.
The availability one is Tuesday, February 18th to Saturday, February 22nd.
Nice.
And the trips start on the 13th. And that trip is sold out. But, yeah, we still have some spots open.
On that second one.
On the second one, yes.
Well, great. I mean, we can talk more about that. And, of course, more about fishing on the Red Rooster Tree, right?
I just wanted to throw that in because we do have some
absolutely.
Spots. And I think that this is just a magical thing.
It's pretty special.
It is magical.
No doubt. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming around, including more of your phone calls, text messages, and more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Gamakatsu is not just all about hooks. There's so much more, including the new Gamakatsu fillet knives. Once you try one, you'll always want more. The new tools are also very special, including the Gamakatsu braid scissors made with ceramic blades so they'll never rust. Check out the new lineup of shirts and hats, and of course, Gamakatsu fishing pliers and boxes are amazing. Gamakatsu, much more than just the best hooks. Get them at your local tackle shop or at gamakatsu.com.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresi of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. You know, we're talking about these trips, you know, like going on the Rooster and catching all these yellowfin and bluefin and wahoo and stuff. And I can't think of a better reel to take than one of the new Talica 16A or 20A reels on that fish.
Perfect, man. What do you say? Fantastic free spool, excellent power, the type of reel that's small and fits in your hand and casts a bait well. But when you hook a fish that's a 90-pounder instead of a 50-pounder, you're still in the driver's seat with tons of power. They're the best.
Plenty of line capacity and such like that. And the difference between the new A versus, I mean, both. I mean, how do you improve perfection?
Yeah, it's pretty
but
tough.
But the Talica A did it. They're smaller, lighter, more compact, but more power, more drag.
Yeah, different drag system, and then in the case of the 20 and the 25s, a lower low gear ratio. Bigger handles are pretty sweet reels, no doubt about it.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. Well, hey, check it out at your local Shimano dealer, the new Talica A series of reels.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing LA has to offer: 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Talking fishing on the Rooster. What a great time today has been, man.
Captain Brian Woolley. Now, normally we always hear from Brian Woolley. Dana War Sport Fish. He's ill today.
Yeah.
There's a little voice issue.
Partied a little hard last night. You know, no voice. We'll go with that.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Well, right. We're certainly wishing him the best. Always great time, and always want to remind you this portion of the show, it is, though, sponsored by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. This is the place to fill up your car, your truck, and most importantly, it is the absolute best spot to fill up your private boat. They have the lowest prices on gas and diesel, huge pull-through to make it easy with your boat on the trailer, and did you know Summit is also the best place to get the lowest prices on ice and snacks before your trip. 25 cents for your first 5-pound bag of ice. Let me read that again. 25 cents for your first 5-pound bag of ice, or $3.99 for 25 pounds. You can get as many of those as you want. That's less than half the price of most of the others. Plus, you get 100 pounds of free ice with a 35-gallon fill. They have Kirkland products, lower prices than the store that makes them, and dozens of great snacks for just 89 cents and so much more. At Summit Gasoline, free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always the lowest prices at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Yeah, hey, some great text coming through, just tons of text and some phone calls, too. You want to get through 213-432-1090. Jackie has a question. She says, sounds like a wonderful 8-9-day trips, and there's great fishing. Do you ever get a chance to go in the lagoons and see the whales? So the only opportunity on the Red Rooster would be on these four-day fly-down, fly-back trips, right?
That's correct, in February. And that's when the whales are running, or well, not running, but that's when they're doing their cow-calf
thing. They're doing their thing. Yeah.
And
the pongeros that are you licensed to do that have it down. They know exactly how to approach the whales, and the whales are friendly, right?
They're extremely friendly, and the pongeros that are there are, like you said, they're licensed, but they're permitted. And you can't just take your own boat and go rip it around in there, because it's not legal.
Yeah.
Very regulated.
Yeah, it's very regulated, and they're very aware of what's going on and the whales around them. And they do a very nice job. And the boats are really nice. I mean, really nice. It was surprisingly
nice.
That's
cool.
So it's a great little half-a-day trip, for sure.
That's great.
I just think that trip appeals so much to the guy that's been fishing a bunch of times, and he loves the long range fishing, and maybe wants to share it with, you know, the guy or gal, whatever you, and you haven't had, you know, like maybe taking them on an 8-day fishing trip isn't the way to break that in, but to get to experience something that you love, being on that boat and the crew and the food and the service, but then mixing a completely different experience into it, it's like, it's the perfect couples trip.
It really is, and there's a lot of off boat experience there too, you know, going into the little dirt road towns and going on to Mag Island. So you're not just isolated on the boat, you know.
You're off the boat.
You're off the boat doing adventures.
And it's only a 4-day trip. I mean, you fly in, fly out, you're on the boat for four days.
Bam,
and it's got to go fast. It's just like so much to do and so much to see.
It does go fast, but there's enough to do. Well, there's a lot to do, but every day, you know, we have right up until 1 o'clock, you're booked. I mean, there's activities. Yeah. That's the thing. And just like any vacation, you go, you want to have activities.
Sure.
You know, but after 1 o'clock, do you want to have activities? Not really.
Well, how about a massage?
Well, then there's the massage.
Yeah. That's the type of activity I'm looking for.
That's a subtle activity.
Hey, let's get into our catch report. Our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson's on the line. Good morning, Gundy.
Hey, Gundy.
How's it going, you guys?
Doing great, man. Talking about trips on the Red Rooster.
Yeah, that's cool stuff, man. Like, all that coastal Baja is just gorgeous.
Oh, that's amazing.
Well, we got rubber booting time. It's 60, 61 degree water. You know, we had in between tides. So we had basically a slow week of fishing. I would say that we're shifting to the cool water species. You know, the catch list I think this week was barred perch, sargo, topsmelt, opalfly, sheephead, rubber lip, 7-11s, all that kind of stuff. Some nice legal halibut, that would be a bright spot. The guys putting in their time, it's not wide open fishing by any stretch, but guys putting in their time getting legal fish 28 to 35 inches. Hook, line, and sinker reported scratchy fishing, some barred perch from 5 to 8 inches, taken on the western beaches, Gaviota, out west. There's scattered halibut catches, a couple striped bass in the Ventura River mouth, and that's kind of something to keep in mind. I had a few other striped bass reports, and the conditions are really ideal. Lots of anchovies around, cool water. That's kind of what you're looking for. I think 59 degree water is what they had up there. Wiley's reported scratch fishing for reef fish, squid and shrimp working for perches, sargo, small yellowfin croaker, a few legal halibut. I think they had a nice fish taking there off the old chart house, which is a typically good halibut spot. Big fish reported slow beach fishing, but a plunk bite for halibut in L.A. Harbor, Alamitos Bay, Huntington Harbor. Live smelt has been the top bait fish near the harbor mouth. That makes sense in the cooler water. That live smelt always fishes best. Fish to 34 inches, and then Pacific Coast reported much the same slow beach fishing, 60 to 62 degree water. The best bet, of course, live smelt in the lagoons there. You know, I got one of my friends has a place down there, Rosarito, and one of the guys down there surf fishes regularly. And he sent in a photo of him holding a 12-pound striped bass. He also had a 10-pound striped bass, and then he had three red-tailed perch. And red-tailed perch is a perch you usually see in Central California, cooler water. But off Rosarito, there's some upwelling, and they do see those red-tails there. But, boy, those striped bass were dandies. And I guess, you know, with the water temperature, the conditions, that's something you got to think about when you're fishing. Anytime you see bait schools or birds working, there's a potential striped bass in the offing.
That's awesome, man. A great report, Gundy. Like I said, it's a different time of year. There's different things starting to happen, but that's the beauty of the surf fish, and there's always cool things to go do, as highlighted by that report. Hey, great job as always, buddy. Appreciate that. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Have a nice week, guys. Thank you.
Appreciate it very much, Gundy. Thanks a lot for that. That's going to wrap up our catch report today with Brian B. A little under the weather. Want to remind you, the 2025 CCA Sport Fishing Calendar is out now. You can find it at your local tackle shops and landings. It's full of amazing photographs, the tide charts, all the important fishing dates, and tips on how to make you a better angler. You can find it at a store near you or order online at surffishtackle.com. When we come back, we got another hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more of your catch reports, and more great stories with Captain Andy. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
24 years ago, I visited this amazing place called Hideaway Archipelago. I just could not get enough of these amazing islands, natural beauty, friendly people, and phenomenal fishing. I knew I had to spend more time there. Moving forward to today, here I am, a fishing lodge owner. Hi, this is Valerie Hilbridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful Hideaway Islands, British Columbia, Canada. We are a boutique lodge just steps from the Sand Strait Harbor, offering a truly unique fishing adventure. Our fishing is world-class. You will fish for king salmon, halibut, lingcod, and much more. Our fishing grounds are untouched, unspoiled, and surrounded by stunning scenery. We are dedicated to making your adventure an experience that will be a lifetime of memories. We will welcome you as friends, and you will leave as part of the Queen Charlotte Safaris family. You will come for the fishing, and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please give me a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or website qcsafaris.com.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surgeon Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at SearchOfSportFishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's SearchOfSportFishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
The fish are biting and it's time to go. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay, or maybe in front of the shop on my kayak. It doesn't matter if you are out there on a kayak with me, on your boat, headed out on a sport boat. Dana Landing has everything you need. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by John, is certainly one of the best. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. These guys have the best rods and reels and the hottest lures and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle with a great stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.